Did you have a bad beginning in life? Did you have a bad beginning in life? Interesting, huh? A lot of people say they've had bad beginnings in life, and they had poverty, or they had sickness, or they had lack of parental love, or lack of parental attention, that they had, things were tough for them. Things were very, very tough. And they spend their entire life regurgitating, and I mean regurgitating the experiences of their childhood and how unfortunate they were, and how unfortunate they were that they didn't have everything that they felt should be. Now, we can all moan about our beginnings. We can all moan about the problems we had and the people that we had and the circumstances where things were just not too cool, where everything didn't go exactly the way we wanted to. We can remember the naughty things that were done to us and about us to make us feel sad and make us feel bad. We can remember how our parents treated or mistreated us and how our world treated or mistreated us. But when you have as your heartfelt passion, integrity, when you have caring about yourself and others, being deeply concerned about how others are in their life, just loving them, not wanting to change them, but just being concerned about them and seeing all of them having a wonderful time. Not judging, saying that they're doing things wrong, but just recognizing that it is. Now, you too can end up famous and fabulous and wonderful if you wish, regardless of what sort of beginning you had. It doesn't matter what your beginning was. It doesn't matter how poorly it was. It doesn't matter how crippled your body is. It doesn't matter how limited your mind may be. It doesn't matter how difficult it may be to get along with other people. It doesn't matter. You get along with yourself. You get along with your personal integrity, your personal, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you do that, no matter what comes up in the world, you can face it gloriously. You can face it wonderfully. You can face it beautifully. Now, when Eleanor Roosevelt was a little girl, she was raised by a family that thought that she was not pretty, and the other girls were pretty, and her mother loved her brothers much more than she loved herself. And she didn't understand that. And she just loved to be near her mother. She loved to be loved. She wanted to be loved, but she just was not. She was shy and sort of reclusive. But the thing is, she liked herself. She always dressed beautifully and happily and always tried to treat herself with joy and love. Now, when a person marries a man and the man is a drunk and the person gets a divorce, she goes on to marry another drunk. Now, Eleanor Roosevelt had a tough life. And she had a tough life. And so she married into the Roosevelt clan. And they were healthy, vital, dynamic people and wonderful. And as she was married to them, to FDR, as she was married to him, he took her boating and they did a lot of beautiful things and had a lot of fun. And he went for a swim in the bay, in the chill of the bay, and it brought on
polio.
Polio. It brought on polio so that he was paralyzed from his waist down. He couldn't walk. And he was in great pain. So now she has to take care of her husband who has this great pain and great suffering. Now, his mother, FDR's mother, says he should just retire from politics. He should retire from everything. He should retire and do nothing. And Eleanor recognized that if he were to retire, he would just be something that people would be sorry about, some people would be take sadness for, and it would not help him one little bit. So she went out and became active in politics herself to sort of spur him on to going back into politics, to spur him on to going back into being a public person. And little by little, he took the bait, and he started following public office again. Standing there with his crutches, holding himself up, he had a brilliant mind. He had a brilliant political mind. He had a brilliant mind for doing things that needed to be done. And she went on and became his voice, his appearance, his legs, his eyes, his ears, as she would go around the country on his behalf to learn what was going on and what needed to be done. But she didn't stop there. She had a bad childhood. She had a bad childhood where she had nothing, where she was not loved and where she was not appreciated. Well, she went out and she appreciated these people in whatever their plight was, and she did not care what their plight was. She did not care how terrible their personal things were. She only cared, what can we do about it? She cared, what can we do about it, so strongly, none of them recognized that she didn't care that the problem was there. She only cared about the solution. And she went on, this girl who was given a bad childhood, she went on and she assisted here and assisted there. She not only spoke up on behalf of the president, she spoke up on behalf of her personal attitude for the desires of the people and helping them, working with them through the Depression, working with them through tough years, going into the coal mines, traveling from coast to coast. Now, as if that wasn't bad enough, the war came along, and she became active in the war as a person who was giving out cookies and who was giving out things to the veterans, not the veterans, but to the men who were going away as soldiers, to the children who were going away to fight the war, not knowing what they were fighting. And she went with them on their ships. She went with them to the foreign ports. She went with them to the hospitals. And she spoke to them and she said, as you have belief in yourself, as you have courage to know who you are, she gave them something so beautiful because she was not afraid. If she were afraid, no one knew it. But she went out. Though she had a poor childhood, what she did as an adult was magnificent. She went on to use her whole life to be something fantastic and good. When her husband died, and the war was still going on, she said, well, I guess I'm retiring now, because she was doing it for him, but she was really doing it for herself. And so along came the United Nations and President President Truman said, Mrs. Roosevelt, I'm appointing you as the American delegate to the United Nations. You represent the United States to the United Nations. And she didn't feel that she was really capable to do that, but he did. And the committee on which she worked for this felt that she was inadequate in every way. And they went to the first significant meeting, and at that meeting, she spoke her piece because nobody else wanted to speak it. She represented the United States because nobody else wanted to represent it out of the committee. And she got up and she spoke from her heart, and she told them, just as one president said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And that was her husband, of course. Now, what happened? What happened? She lived this. She believed it. And so she said, there is a way we can do this. And what the committee decided, they will made her chairman. So she became chairman of the United Nations. And here she was, not expecting anything at all, but she went in and did her best. And when she became the chairman, she brought the Bill of Rights for Humanity for all the world, represented in the United Nations, represented, and she carried it through, working with her committees, working with the entire United Nations till 3 a.m. and later to bring forth a vote and bring forth, and she did it. Though the Russians brought forth their point of view, she pointed out how another point of view was better than even that. Not necessarily better, but sounder. But she did not have anyone feel disgruntled with her. She had everyone feel that she was a most noble lady. And as she was ready to have her bones be buried, over 95 nations were there at her funeral, recognizing that she was a notable lady. Years after her husband had passed along, years after the world thought of the Roosevelt as being FDR. And she, because she had a bad childhood, or in spite of the fact she had a bad childhood, or did she have a bad childhood? She never worried about that. All she did was have compassion for people and their solutions. And she was the greatest solution maker of our time, a woman of magic and wonder, who thought, or at least it was thought, that she had a bad childhood, and truly, she made it into a silk purse. And we can all do that. Did you have a bad beginning? Well, you can have an outstanding conclusion. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.